It's an exciting time for Memorial Health System with the opening of our new facility, the Athens Medical Campus. Scott Cantley, the president and CEO of Memorial Health System, is here to talk about the services now available to the Athens community. This is Memorial Health Radio with Memorial Health System Ohio. I'm Cheryl Martin. Scott, delighted you're on.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today, Cheryl. Thanks.
First, talk about the journey and your vision for the Athens Medical Campus.
Well, we have for years been the leading provider here in Washington County, Ohio, southeastern Ohio, mostly in Marietta, but with locations spread throughout our county. And Athens County being adjacent to Washington County, we just had not grown through that part of our region historically. And over the last 10 years or so, as rural healthcare has really started to change. And so for hospitals like ourselves to have the kind of specialty breadth like neurosurgery, neurology, oncology, cardiology, those are specialties that really require big investment. And in order to be able to sustain that kind of investment and make it affordable for our communities, you have to be a little more regional. I mean, cardiologists need to have a big number of patients to sustain those practices. And so we were growing throughout our region on both the West Virginia and the Ohio sides of our market. And Athens is just such an exciting part of our region here in southeastern Ohio. It's, of course, the home of Ohio University, and they have a great tradition with a fantastic medical school at Ohio University. And so we had always watched Athens and Athens healthcare, but had never really jumped in with both feet until this Athens Medical Campus, where we really decided it's a natural portion of our region. And a lot of folks were going to Columbus, and we could keep all of that much more local and allow people to stay home for care. That's been the hallmark of Memorial Healthcare. And so we dropped a campus over there that we can add specialties and primary care and all of our diagnostics. And yes, 24 hours a day, emergency care for that community. And so it has really been just an exciting opportunity for us to jump in and serve the Athens community and allow people in Athens to get the Memorial Health System's services, but right there in their own hometown. So it's been great, and we're really excited about the future.
I can imagine you are to see the vision become a reality. You have talked about some of the services. What are some of the others that you want to discuss that when patients come, you've got state-of-the-art equipment as well as providers there?
We have so many great pieces to the health system. And hospitals today, it's a combination of great people with the right tools and systems. So in our Athens campus, we put world-class technology. We have everything that we can do, except for the inpatient beds, everything this hospital can do on the outpatient side of our organization. So great ORs, partnering with really fantastic surgeons and giving them all of the tools that you would expect to get anywhere in the country, in Columbus or Cleveland or back here in Marietta, we've made available right there in Athens. And so diagnostics, the ability to do MR and CT and use cutting edge technology. And that's important because, for example, the radiation dose of older CTs is much higher. And so really new technology in the hands of great doctors makes everything safer and more effective, and our ability to diagnose and treat illness so much more effective when we combine those two together. Great technology, great tools, great systems, the people that support those physicians, and then host us really great physicians. So we're excited to add specialties that Athens has maybe never had before, like neurology, or haven't had on a permanent basis, maybe only had on a rotating basis. But we think specialties like rheumatology and neurology, and certainly to build out some core services like primary care and obstetrics and gynecology, and just so many specialties that Athens will continue to benefit from for years to come. So as we add cardiology and other services over in the Athens market, people will be able to stay home, get their care right there in their own hometown. And then from time to time, you might have a procedure or something that, like a neurosurgical, like a spine or a back procedure, that we could offer a local option that wouldn't take you all the way into Columbus. Or if folks need that, we can send them wherever they need to go. So I think it's a great partnership. It's the ability to be regional, to get the vast majority of the things you need right there in your own town in a convenient way, and then have all of those other services surrounding you with state-of-the-art technology at every point along your care journey. That's kind of what we do. We think that proximity between our Belpre Medical Campus, which will house the Women's and Children's Hospital, and be within 30 minutes of downtown Athens on that Belpre campus as well, that we'll be able to extend a lot of like the pediatric ER and other things that really enhance the folks in Athens, just like it enhances the folks that live here in Marietta proper by giving us access to those pediatric subspecialties too. So this regional nature of how healthcare is developing in Southeastern Ohio is really an exciting time and one of the most change-filled times, I think, in my career here, 40 years of healthcare in Southeastern Ohio. So it's really exciting, and we're thrilled to be able to bring this to Athens.
Scott, talk about the innovative way the building itself came together.
Yeah, it's really a first-in-the-nation kind of experience for a building of this size. So 100,000 square foot complex medical office building. And so hospitals have a lot of infrastructure from fire, but a lot of air quality. So moving air through the building to keep everything sanitary and keep all of those systems that hospitals are expected to have and build to. We did this building for the first one in the U.S. on this scale. The building was actually built in Pennsylvania in about 200, a little over 200 segments or modules, and then was brought down on the backs of 200 trucks down to Athens, Ohio, and then reassembled. So it had been put together in Pennsylvania, fully tested, all the plumbing and air systems tested in Pennsylvania, and then brought down to Athens. And people would say, well, why would you do it that way? And the answer is it accelerated our construction process by about 50% faster. So we were able to build this building so much more quickly, because while the foundations are being laid, the building's actually being built. And so you're doing two things at once. You're building the base and the foundations and the building all simultaneously, as opposed to traditional construction, which requires that you first do the foundations, then you kind of build each level as you go up and do one thing at a time. This allows you to parallel process the construction. The costs are actually about the same or a little lower, because we can control so much of the environment using advanced construction techniques. So we could do it at about the same cost, but do it in half the time. So it's really an incredible innovation. I expect that a lot of construction in the future will be done this way, and that we're just on the leading edge. And we thought that Athens, it's such a university town full of innovation, that we thought it was the right place to really try a technology, a construction technology like this at this scale. It was truly an amazing architectural and engineering feat, and we plan to repeat this. So we're building a new hospital in Sistersville, West Virginia. We're going to build this way. And the Women's and Children's Hospital on our Belpre campus is going to be built this way as well. So we were really, really pleased with the quality of construction and the speed to market that this new technology permitted us to achieve.
Well, it's clear that you are excited about this campus, and you've been talking about how it brings world-class care with direct access to top providers and services to the Athens community. Anything else you want to add about how this new campus reflects the mission of Memorial Health System?
As a lifelong resident, I mean, I grew up here in this region. I love the people of this region, and it has been an honor my entire career to serve our friends and our neighbors. And that is Southeastern Ohio. That is who we are. That is Appalachian Ohio. That's Appalachian West Virginia. We love this region. We should not expect to have less because we live in a rural part of the state. We shouldn't make sacrifices in our healthcare. We should hold ourselves to the exact same standard that you would hold yourself to in Cleveland or Columbus. And that's why the Memorial Health System partnered with the Mayo Clinic and joined the one of only about 60 hospitals in the world that are part of the Mayo Clinic Care Network, is because we hold ourselves to the highest standard the world has to offer for healthcare. And we want to make sure that we give not just our community great care, but our doctors the right tools and access to expertise and cutting edge clinical information so that when they're making those decisions, that those of us who live here in rural southeastern Ohio have the same benefits that you would have if you lived in Rochester, Minnesota, in the shadow of the Mayo Clinic. And that's what we're bringing to rural southeastern Ohio. That's what we're bringing to Athens. And that's what we expect every day here at the Memorial Health System, is to bring the very best this world has to offer in healthcare to the people that we live next to, our friends, our neighbors, and our family. So thank you for giving me that opportunity to kind of help explain that and our passion for healthcare locally to your audience.
Well, Scott, your passion is evident, and I love what you said, to bring the same level of excellence, having that high standard of excellence for all people, especially those in your region, and that there shouldn't be a difference in the quality of care for those in a rural community. So it's been great having you on, giving us just the vision and just a preview of the new Athens Medical Campus that's now open. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
And that wraps up this episode of Memorial Health Radio with Memorial Health System. Head on over to our website at mhsystem.org for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all other Memorial Health System podcasts. Thanks for listening to Memorial Health Radio.